Let's talk a little bit about the use of BRAF-MEK combinations. And you alluded to the fact that now there's a new one out there. We now have three. So can you talk a little bit about what we know about the three options and at this point, how you sort through them clinically?
Well, we have, for example, in France, the third combination is not yet available. But let's imagine it is. I think that most of the prescribers will maybe initially stick to their habit and continue to prescribe maybe Dabrafenib or Cobivemu. I mean, in France, more people prescribe Dabrafenib than Cobivemu because of the photosensitivity. But very soon, I think, as soon as we will have adverse events, fever, we will try to change. And who knows if we find that finally it's simpler to use the third combination, maybe the habits are going to change. That we'll see over the years. Also, what I think, and that also will depend on the countries, is the price. You know, maybe one combination will be less expensive than another. So it depends on the health public system.
From your point of view, using indirect comparisons at this point, how do you compare the efficacy and tolerability of these three regimens?
Yeah. In terms of efficacy, we have the median overall survival is longer with the third combination, binimetinib and encorafenib. It's 33 months. So it's the longest that we have with the combination, a little bit longer than Dabrafenib and Cobivemu, which were around 2 years, a little bit more. I'm not sure we can really say today, because we don't have head-to-head comparison, that one is really more effective than the other. If you look really into the group of patients, you see that you have less patients with high LDH level in the trial, the Columbus trial of binimetinib and encorafenib. So maybe less patients with a bad prognosis. So we are not sure we have exactly the same populations of patients. So maybe I think these are three very effective combinations. Now, I think the difference is going to be played on the tolerance profile, honestly.
And how do you assess the tolerance profile of the three?
So, you know, as we said, fever chills with Dabrafenib, if your patient complains about being uncomfortable because of the fever, we are going to try and give another combination and probably binimetinib and encorafenib. And then if you have a Cobivemu and a patient who develop a strong photosensitivity, you'll try another combination. I think it will take some time, and then maybe doctors will take some habits, you know, and maybe some of them will give first line one combination. But I think that will become after using the combination and seeing what happens to the patients.
You were part of a paper at ASCO, a poster that looked at adverse events in the phase three Columbus study that looked at encorafenib and binimetinib. What did you report there? It looked like there was less fever than what you see with dabrafenib/trametinib.
Of course. Yeah, we have all the class effect of anti-BRAF or anti-MEK and the combination. So that is common to the three combination, like you have some skin adverse events, some fatigue, some diarrhea. But as we said, Dabrafenib, what is specific is the fever chills. Cobivemu is the photosensitivity. And Bini and Co, we don't really have something special popping out. So it's possible that it's the best ratio between the adverse events and the benefit. It's possible.